You don't master leadership through luck. It takes training, experience, self-learning, and staying on top of best practices. Supervisors must have the right attitude and aptitude to excel in their challenging role. So how do you get the leadership in your company to the level you want it to be? Let's discuss that with my good friend, Eric Eaton. I'm your host, Honey Shelton, and this is Training Matters.
Training Matters is brought to you by the Training Institute, dedicated to setting the standard for individuals responsible for training effectiveness in banks and credit unions across the country.
Welcome, Eric. We're so excited to have you on Training Matters. Before we discuss leadership and how you go about elevating professional development, share with us a little bit about who you are, who you work for, and what you do there.
Sure, and thanks for having me on today, honey. My name is Eric Eaton, like you said, and I work for Bank Plus, which is a Mississippi-based bank. We're around $2.7 billion in assets right now, and we have about 59 banking locations around the state of Mississippi. We're around 720 employees, and being the head of the training department here, my fancy title, I guess, is Employee Development Director, and people ask me what I do, and I say, well, it just depends on the day. Come and sit and watch, and you'll see that it's usually not the same thing twice, which I like. Keeps me interested. I've been in retail banking now for about 12 years, and with Bank Plus for 5 in the training and education side. But my experience before Bank Plus was with a competitor in the branch management and lending side. So I have been on the front lines. I miss the front lines, but I look forward any time I can to going and visiting our branches just to kind of see how things are changing, if things are changing, which we know in banking things are always changing. But it's also nice once I have new employees that come through our training to go and let them see our faces, that we're not just sitting in the back office, which keeps us plugged into the real world. But I manage the training department here at the bank. I have two other trainers that report to me, each rock stars in their own way. So it's kind of easy on my front to not have to focus so much on developing my two trainers because I feel like they do a great job already. And so that's what I do here at Bank Plus.
Well, I know that you've been committed to elevating the professional development of the staff at your bank in a wide variety of ways. The one I'm the most familiar with in particular is developing the skill sets of leaders and supervisors. Tell us what you've been up to about all that.
Sure. We had a consulting firm that came in a few years ago to kind of look at different ways that we were doing processes. And one of the things that stuck out was that our upper level senior management, they've all been at the bank since the early 80s, have built the bank from a few small branches into what we are now, and realized that, you know, once these folks are ready to retire, which they've definitely earned, who's going to step in and lead so that the bank doesn't take a step back or we keep this positive momentum that we've had for several years now going forward. And it was decided to form a leadership group. And so we're now in the second year of that. The first year, the senior executives were tasked with going through people that report to them and suggesting, based off of merit or potential that they saw in undeveloped leaders, to be a part of this program. And our strategic objectives are called 2020, the 2020 vision. So by the year 2020, our bank will have reached certain mile markers with profit, with net new checking accounts, and loan growth and things like that. And so 2020 is kind of a big focal point for our bank. So we styled the program Leadership 2020. And we sat down and started developing what we thought would make good leadership sessions. And they were going to meet 7 to 8 months, at least once a month. And the original program started off with they each take a DISC assessment. We have a session where they come in and we talk about the different styles. And so that opens up to them, you know, one of the main aspects of leadership is being able to effectively communicate with everyone that works with you, reports to you, or leads alongside of you. If you're all working for the same objective, communication is so key. And so when people take the DISC assessment and learn why they have acted certain ways or why they communicate in certain ways based off the hardwired principle, it's interesting to see how they just immediately open up and start to tweak things in their own lives about how to better communicate with work folks, or even home life has improved once you're aware of how you communicate with folks. So we run them through the DISC assessment. We have several books that we pass out, and you know, with leadership, these are all adults, so it's, I don't pass it out and say, hey, you know, I need a book report on my desk by next week. But we do read several chapters out of books, and they'll come in for a session, and we talk about how applicable the book could be to Bank Plus. And that has proven to be very beneficial. We also, this year, we tried something new. We lumped in with the Mississippi Bankers Association. They have a Young Bankers Day down at our state capitol house. And we sent by far the largest contingent. All 20 leaders went this year. And that really opened them up to seeing, I guess they say, how the sausage is made, which is not always a good thing, but they got to see the Mississippi legislature in action, and they just happened to be talking about a banking and finance bill that day. After they saw the Senate in action, they had lunch with the banking commissioner and several of the senators who are on the banking and finance committee. And so they got to ask questions and also visit with other competitor banks in the area. With all banks, everybody knows someone else in another bank. So they got to enjoy that, and I guess a testament to their leadership. I didn't have to babysit or anything. So they all made it down to the Capitol and back in one piece. So they had a lot of fun doing that. But one thing that I've enjoyed doing, I do a two-day presentation advantage class, which is a Franklin Covey product, and I went and got certified in that a few years ago. And last year's leadership group went through it, so I did 20 folks then and then 20 this year. And that has become really kind of a hot class that we offer here. In fact, I'm about to open it up to management all over the bank, just because it's teaching people how to have better meetings. As you know, bankers love to meet. We have to have a meeting about the meeting, and then we're sitting there going, why do we even come to this meeting? So Presentation Advantage has taught them how to be more concise, keep their message to three key topics, and also how to be smarter about your meetings or your presentations. And we've had reports from the 20 from last year that have increased their sales when they're pitching to clients. We've had internal leaders that have been able to say, look, that was one of the best meetings I've been to in 20 years. It was quick, to the point. We got in and voted on what we needed to, and we're out. So it's just been great watching them go from potential leaders into taking main lead roles. And one more thing that we're doing this year, I polled our executives for projects they would like to see worked on around the bank. And so the leadership group was divided into five teams, four on each team, and they've had several months to go and research several different projects that the executives, including our CEO, had asked them about. One of them, for instance, is what way can upper management better communicate with the whole bank? Communication for a bank our size and spread out all over north, south, east, and west of the state has become not an issue, but more of a challenge on how we better communicate. And so one of the leadership groups have been tasked with that, and they have done a great job with doing some real data-rich surveys throughout the bank. And being part of the leadership group, they know that they have upper executive support, so they know they can go in and not ruffle any feathers by asking these questions, because it's coming from the top, really. But the presentation class gives them an edge for, on May 12th, all the executives will be in a room, and each group will come in and make their presentation of their findings. Some of these projects would have a recommended suggestion on how the executives should approach it or implement it. And normally, if you said, hey, you're going to be presenting to the CEO, the COO, and the rest of the executives, well, you'd have a wide gamut of different approaches to it. They have 15 minutes to make the presentation. You know, some may say, well, finish what I had to say in 2 minutes or 35 minutes. So this will keep it nice and concise, and their nerves are very in check. So no one had to be committed, or no one quit the bank when I told them that they had to make a presentation. So it's just been great. It's fun for me to get to have these leadership meetings, and just the feedback from it has been very remarkable. And we already have people asking, you know, who's going to be in the class next session. So I think we may have one more leadership group, and we will probably be good to go when it comes to folks retiring or folks moving around as we restructure our bank going forward. But the great thing for me as a trainer is that each of these sessions I have seen where I could pull these out and offer them in small modules to other areas of the bank, not just the leadership group. Because if we can take all 700 plus employees here and make all of them leaders in their own way, we just look at that as empowering. And again, that's part of our empowerment initiative that we embarked on a few years ago, which is one of the reasons why my title changed to Employee Development Director, is because I'm always looking for ways to offer our employees something that they're not getting at other banks and other community colleges or anything like that. So while they're at work, if we can develop them and give them something a little bit extra that other places aren't offering them, we just look at that as adding to our benefit package here.
Well, that is just awesome. I'm always excited when I hear you talk about what you're doing for your staff. I know, too, that you have really personally wanted to see some of the missing pieces overall when you talk about management, not just looking at the upper echelon, but overall a piece of accountability, coaching, yeah, that kind of thing. You want to talk a little bit about the certification you got with us and what's happening in that piece?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it was last August, I came and sat in on a session that you graciously invited me to in Kansas for supervisor boot camp. And you and I had had discussions over the last several years about how to hold people accountable. We've got these great managers. Everybody seems to be happy with their management, but we have a communication and a accountability problem. So people seem to know what they're supposed to do, but it's kind of like we have a big rah-rah kickoff, and then we don't have accountability to keep it going or sustain momentum. And so we were basically tasked with how to create an accountability culture without it being a micromanagement culture, because that never works. People only, and you know this for sure, people only do what they're told to do as long as pressure's on them. And the moment you take the pressure off, they bounce back, they push back, and that creates conflict and doesn't make any money for anyone. So you and I had talked about supervisor boot camp, and I knew once you were done with day one that it was definitely something we needed at Bank Plus, and had got on the phone that night and called my boss, Diane Pepper, who's over HR here, and said, look, this was worth the trip to Kansas. I think we for sure need to have this here. And through a series of phone calls with you and Diane and the executives, we got it approved, and you came in January of 2017. We selected 20 folks from around the bank, not necessarily people we thought needed remedial training. We looked at people's feedback from their employees and kind of got a wide swath, and it wasn't just customer facing. It was back office, it was front office, it was all sorts of folks that had great scores, medium scores, and some needed improvement. And I think after 2 days with you and Supervisor Boot Camp, we've already seen some great improvement in just the communication at the bank. And one of the great things that I enjoyed watching in Kansas and here in Jackson was when you led them through doing a little bit of role plays, because all of us in training know that that's a quick way to get somebody to let you know they're alive, because if you say role playing, they start groaning. So you know you still got them, but they're not going to take it seriously. But if you do it, you know, you don't really give in to the groans. There is benefit to seeing it role played and acted out, because accountability is not just something you can wing. You've got to have a plan in place, and you also have to know that it's a proven method, if you will. And I think that Supervisor Boot Camp definitely has shown a proven method of how to approach this. And then once we had you here, of course everybody wants you to come back and doesn't want to see me training them, but we decided to to let me become certified. And so I came to Houston and sat through the course again. So I've been through Supervisor Boot Camp 3 times as a participant. I can tell you that we are getting ready this summer, since, you know, things generally slow down on a training calendar in the summer. I'm going to be able to offer our first Supervisor Boot Camp probably first middle part of July. So we're looking forward to having 20 other folks come through. People are still talking about it since January, so people are being our word spreaders, as it were. So it's all got a very good positive momentum here. But our accountability has to start with our supervisors. They are leaders, and we do approach it from that way, that one ineffective supervisor can slow down the progress of the bank. And again, we're all about employee empowerment. The old days of, well, they'll either retire, die, or find another job, we can't allow that to stand in the way of progress here. So Supervisor Boot Camp is yet another tool in our toolbox to equip them to spread accountability around the whole bank. So that's how we're approaching it. It will probably be offered at least once a quarter, but it may be offered more. As we expand our bank, we would definitely want to onboard folks into our culture, our empowerment culture, but also show them, hey, this is how supervisors lead at Bank Plus. Welcome to the bank. We're not going to just tell you how to do it. We're going to show you how to do it, give you a comfortable environment in which to do it, and we'll even provide you lunch for 2 days. So people seem to like that.
Well, what a great overview I think you shared from, you know, what you're doing with leadership. And it's such a good example of what it means to have a plan, to have executive leadership support, and this enthusiasm that, of course, you're known for. When I was there, I saw that in so many of your bankers. Before we wrap up our Training Matters show today, Eric, do you have any piece of advice you would give to another financial institution that wants to be sure that they address developing supervisors and leaders? Any advice you'd give somebody?
The thing that we have seen, or that has been proven true, is that you cannot afford to not develop your supervisors. We spend all this time and effort thinking we've got to just train our frontline staff, and that we hire great managers, they'll just naturally know how to do it. We've learned that that's just not true. All that does is let you perpetuate bad habits, and then you sit back and scratch your head and wonder, well, how come nothing is getting done? Or how come this region of the bank is knocking the socks off the competition, but this region down here is not? And part of our brand, or our slogan, is it's more than a name, it's a promise. And so we've started saying to people, you know, be the promise, be the plus in Bank Plus. And offering supervisor development is just another way that it's showing them that we're backing them up, and not just going to kick you out there and say, all right, go lead. We're trying to give everybody the tools to do it. And it's not, you don't have to go and spend several thousands of dollars trying to develop things yourself. You just have to know how to reach out and communicate with other trainers. And really, I'm going to kind of plug the Bank Trainers Conference. It's a great place to come and network. And as you say, when you lead the steal your idea section, that's one of the things that I've found so beneficial, is hearing how other banks are doing things. And it's not just banks in your asset size. It's small banks. It's larger banks. It's just a great forum to hear how other people are empowering their employees, developing their supervisors. And another piece of advice is, if you're not offering supervisor training, you need to go to your head leadership and say, look, this is something that we need to be doing. We can't just be cookie cutter training tellers and customer service representatives. We need to be training everybody. And as a training department manager, as a trainer, that's just giving you more clout and capital and a seat at the table. Because, again, most financial institutions are not offering leadership or management training. They just assume it's going to work. And one day, the banks that will rise to the top are the ones that have taken time and effort and spent a little money to develop everybody. because everybody deserves to be supported and developed at their bank. So if you're not offering that, you can be the one to suggest it and reap the benefits several years down the road.
Great advice. And I want to echo one thing that Eric mentioned, and that's the Bank Trainers Conference that will be in San Diego this June. You can go to banktrainers.com if you're a bank or credit union trainer, have some responsibility for that. You can go and join 150 to 200 people like Eric and myself. The other plug I want to say about that is that Eric and I will be doing a program together there. So if you hear our show and you come to see us in San Diego, let us know that. Eric, thanks again for being our guest today. Everyone, I know you enjoyed today's program. We'll look forward to another episode of Training Matters next month.
You've been listening to Training Matters with Honey Shelton.